This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome again to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us again this day. We praise God for what He has done and what He is doing and what He is going to do. We thank God for you. We pray that you will continue to hang with us as we just seek the will of God and seek the treasure of God in the Word of God as we go forth. And we appreciate you. And listen, we know your time is valuable and don't want to be found, don't want to lose you. Hallelujah. Don't want to lose anything that the Lord may have for me. Certainly don't want to lose your friendship and don't want to lose your participation in what we are offering you. Amen. And don't want to frustrate you or confuse you. But first, we just want to edify you and to encourage you. So, hallelujah. So I want to just stay with point today and move forward and want to dive right into the word. And we appreciate you for dialing in, for logging in. And we pray you be blessed indeed by what the Lord may have to say unto us today. Amen. We have the last time we looked at the part one of a segment that we titled When You Pray. And praise God, if you will, we like to proceed today with part two of that same title of When You Pray. And we want to look back again into our into where we were on the other day in the Gospel of St. Luke at verse 11. And the other day in part one of When You Pray, we looked at the model prayer and we offered some observations from that and some kingdom principles from that we offered. And today we want to look at the summary and what the Lord offered in the way of a parable, in the way of teaching further the principle there of the purpose and power and promise of prayer. And so we like to look into that today, if you will, and we want to look at it from the topic, the theme, the three friends. Amen. The three friends. That's Luke 11th chapter, the 5th through the 10th verse. And then the 5th verse, you'll find these words. And he said unto them, that is Jesus said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Hallelujah. The three friends. Father, we bless you today and thank you for you, Father. We thank you for your blessedness. We thank you, Father, Lord, for your glory. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that you will come into this time and we pray, Lord, that you indeed will speak into your servant, unto your vessel, Father, Lord, and pour out your word into the hearing, into the knowing and understanding of every soul that will have an ear to hear, that you, Holy Spirit, will set and cause to dial in, to log in, and to hear these words into their hearing. Pray that you will minister, Holy Spirit, your truths, and minister that which you have to say unto us individually and collectively, Father, that we will be edified, that we will will be exhorted, that we will be comforted, that we may grow toward the fullness and stature of you, Lord Jesus, that we may please the Father and be found pleasing in his sight to do that which is right according to his sight. We bless you and thank you this day, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we pray and thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What is the treasure of godly wisdom in this parable? What is our Lord teaching us in this parable? Let us seek the Lord that the Holy Ghost will reveal it to us. Amen. First, in our text, we find in these three friends, the first I offer is that of the visiting friend. The visiting friend. And if we look into our text, we observe that the visiting friend was on a journey. Hallelujah. He was on a journey. Verse 6. He was on a journey and he was on his way somewhere. And on his journey, amen, he was stopping by. Hallelujah. On the way. Amen. And praise God, we're all on a journey. We all should be on a mission. We're all on our way to fulfill that which God have purposed in us. And so we are all pilgrims and sojourners, says the word of God, past pilgrims and sojourners just passing through. We're on our way. Hallelujah. We're on our way. Amen. And prayerfully, we're going to see the King. Prayerfully, we're on our way to glory. From glory to glory, we're on our way to fulfill to our destiny and that which the Lord have set us to do. Hallelujah. And so we ought always be on the move and on a mission for the purpose and the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And then also I would offer that he had grown weary. We all grow weary sometimes. We all need a little help along the way. Amen. As we sojourn and as we travel through this life and as we traverse the hills and the valleys of life, we all grow a little weary. We all can use a friend along the way. Hallelujah. Someone that we can talk to, someone that we can confide in, someone that we can lean on sometimes. Amen. And then he had a need. He needed food and shelter. Hey, we all need some help from time to time. We all need some things. In this case, he needed the basics of the necessity of life while he was on his way. He needed some securing. He needed some food. He needed some shelter. He needed a place where he could rest on his way. Amen. And sometimes we need some basic helps in life. Sometimes we just need a friend along the way to stop and to feed us and to entertain us and to show us hospitality and to befriend us while we're on the way. Amen. And then another observation, if you would, is that he knew, amen, he could count on his friends. It's good to have friends you can count on along the way. It's good to know that you got somebody that you can drop in on sometimes, not even unannounced if you have to, if you're in trouble and if you have need, that you can count on, that will be there, that you can confide in. Amen. Amen. So there was the visiting friend. And then at the heart of this story is what I would call the importunate friend. The importunate friend. Importunity, to be importunate means to be troublesome. It means to be shameless. Hallelujah. And in Timothy, when we all preachers are admonished to preach the word, to be instant, in season and out of season, that's what it means. It means to be insistent. It means to be troublesome. It means to be urgent with perseverance, to press through. Amen. And this was the character and the nature of this second character in this story, is that he was importunate. He was shameless. He to the point of being troublesome, of being insistent. Hallelujah. Persevering. Amen. God expects us to persevere. Amen. Through life. Amen. He expects us to be importunate at times if we have to be, when it comes to being a friend and to saving others, amen, in this lost and dying world, amen. And so the importunate friend, amen, in verse 5, we see that he knew that he had a need.
Yeah, yeah, he had a need. He was very specific about what his need. He went to his friend, and we'll get to him, the other friend, in a minute, and said, listen, I need 3 loaves. I have a need. I have another need, another friend coming, and I have a need to entertain him, to serve him, to provide him that which he will need. Amen. He is my responsibility. Amen. I am being in the role of his keeper. I am serving him. Amen. I am blessing him, and I have a need. But I have a need right now. It's so urgent. I don't have time to bake any bread. I need it right now. Amen. So he knew he had a need. Does anybody have a need today? Amen. When we go to God in prayer, amen, we ought to know what our needs are. We ought to be specific when we go to God in prayer. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. So we don't want to just shoot blanks and beat the air and shoot bullets like a Uzi and a machine gun all over the place. We want to be like a sniper. Hallelujah. We want to have a specific target and aim when we go to the Lord in prayer. We need to know that we have a need, and we know that God can provide our need according to his riches and glory. Amen. So this importunate friend knew he had a need. And then secondly, I would offer that his concern was for another. Oh, now I offer to you, my friends, that this is the key. This is the treasure. Amen. This is what really gets God's attention, is when we go before God and intercede and in prayer and supplication concerning the needs of another. And when we stand in the gap, amen, for another, when we go before the Lord, amen, and intervene and intercede for another, God, we start getting God's attention, because y'all, that's at the heart of love. That's at the heart of God's desire of seeking the benevolence of doing good, of seeking the welfare of others. Amen. To set others above even our own selves. Hallelujah. That's at the heart of charity and at the heart of love. It's at the heart of the kingdom of God. It's at the heart of the cycle of life. Is when we will give of our time and give of our treasure and give of our talents unto the welfare and to do good and to benefit of others. Ah, now we're into something then. And so this importunate friend, amen, he bothered to be troublesome and shameless and persistent and importunate, not for himself, not for his own need, oh, but for the need of others. Amen. And so, listen, it's all right to go before God for our own need. I don't want to mislead you there. I don't want to go off and make you think that you should not go to God for your needs, because he provides all our needs. And so surely we must go to God for our needs. But I'll just offer to you what I do. When I go to God for stuff, okay, for things, I may ask him one time, but that's about it. First of all, because I know he knows our needs and he provides our needs according to his riches and glory. And I bring him all my needs. I bring him all my cares and all my concerns, because he is our provider. He is my provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. And so I agree with him, and I recognize the principle of prayer. I agree with him on earth that he may open the doors or open the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing, because it all comes from him. And so that's my attitude. And that's my principle, and that's how I look at things, at stuff. Amen. But when it comes to matters that are more weightier than things and stuff, and when it comes to matters of life, amen, specifically someone else's life, my family, my friends, my loved ones, my church family, my Christian brothers and sisters, my earthly brothers and sisters, and all of my family and loved ones. Now you're talking something. Now I keep continually going going before God. I keep bugging God. I keep going before Him. I keep bringing them before Him. I keep coming to Him shameless, importunate, hallelujah, because I know that He is able. Amen. They may not even know I'm praying for Him. They may not even know that my heart is crying out to God concerning Him, that I'm interceding for Him. But God does. Amen. God does. And that's what matters. Amen. And so in our parable here, the Lord is bringing out this principle. He's teaching us that principle. And he's showing this importunate friend whose concern was for another. His concern was for his friend that was coming. Amen. Yeah, he had, if I may offer thirdly, he had the right attitude. Yeah, because that's the attitude we ought to have. When we go before God, we ought to be supplication before God means that we humble ourselves before God, that we spread ourselves before God. Hallelujah. And prayer and supplication before God, that we come before God shameless. We come before God persistent. We come before God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Troublesome, if you will. Amen. Concerning another. Yeah, especially the soul of another, especially the salvation of another, especially the deliverance of another. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That we may see that God provide for them. Hallelujah. Oh, this importunate friend, I'm telling you, he's at the heart of the story because hallelujah, the Lord says that his other friend, and we'll get to him in a minute, we identify him as the unwilling friend, and we'll talk about him in just a second, that in verse 8 it says, I say unto you, saith the Lord, this is in the red, y'all, though he will not rise and give him because he's his friend, hallelujah, yet because of his importunity, because of his shamelessness, because of his insistent, because he was instant, hallelujah, because he was troublesome, because he was persistent, hallelujah, and kept knocking, amen, and stayed there, hallelujah, that he arose, huh, and gave him as many as he needed. Hey, yeah, you say three, but he'll take some more. Hallelujah. He just opened the door and just threw out everything he had. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not because he was just his friend, but because he was importunate. Hallelujah. Because he was persistent. Because he was shameless. Because he kept, hallelujah, knocking. Hallelujah. And troublesome if he needed to be to get that which he had with need of. Oh, thank you, God. And then finally, thirdly, in our trio of friends concerning the three friends here in our observations before you is the unwilling friend. The unwilling friend. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 7, we see that he was trying to look out for his own interest. Yeah. Yeah, he was, he had shut the door. He had wiped his feet. He had cleaned up the kids. He had got ready for his night. He had his bed clothes on. He pulled the sheets back. And it was nice and snuggled in the bed. And he didn't want to be bothered. I cannot rise and give to you. Hallelujah. I'm in bed now. Amen. He was looking out for his own interest. And sometimes in life, we get a little selfish. And sometimes in life, you know, it's only natural. Yeah. Look out for ourselves and for our own needs. And we oftentimes don't want to be bothered or inconvenienced. Amen. When it comes to other folk, we don't have time right now. We're unwilling, amen, to put aside our own interests and our own concern for the needs of others. You know, we live in a selfish society. We live in a society that this me generation of what's in it for me. And and if a person does lift a finger for you, they usually have ulterior motives. They're looking for something in return, or they're looking for something to get out of it for themselves, be it a glory, be it recognition, be it a write-off or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And so they usually are motivated by their own interests. Yeah. So the unwilling friend demonstrates for us in this parable of that kind of attitude. And secondly, we would observe that he was not willing to be inconvenienced, as we pointed out. Yeah, a lot of people would go to the jailhouse, or would go feed the poor, or would go and do this, you know, at the right season, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. But They're not willing to be inconvenienced any other time, but people have needs every day. Yeah, people have needs on Monday through Sunday. Yeah, people have needs all the time. Hallelujah. And surely we can't be expected to be there all the time, but sometimes we need to be willing to be there when it's not convenient. Sometimes we need to be willing to be there as a friend and as a help when it's not of our own best interest. Amen. But sometimes we need to be like our friend in this story who was importunate, amen, who was troublesome and who was there in season and out of season. Yeah, he probably didn't want to be there at midnight neither. He probably was being bothered. He was being troubled by his friend, but hallelujah, he was willing to get engaged, to get involved in the need of another, hallelujah, who was less fortunate or who had a need that was greater than his. Hallelujah. The Lord is teaching a powerful lesson here. Y'all take this and let the Lord minister to y'all what he is saying to us concerning this principle, this kingdom principle here. Amen. And then thirdly, the unwilling friend, he realized that his friend would not be denied. Yeah, he realized that his friend would not be denied. Amen. And when we go before God with that kind of attitude, and when we go before God that we will not be denied, that there's a soul that has a need, there's a soul that needs to be saved, that needs to be healed, that needs to be delivered, hallelujah, that needs to be set free. Amen. When we go to him, amen, before him, crying out to him, Lord, hallelujah, and he realized we won't be denied in this matter. Ha ha! I tell you what, he will open the doors, he will open the windows of heaven, and he will pour out the blessing. He will hear your prayer, amen. And if he doesn't answer right away, he'll be right on time, amen. And he will take that prayer, and man, and he will put it in that vial of remembrance, amen. And he will in the due time, hallelujah, will honor that. When we pray according to his will, when we pray according to the will of the Father, he hears our prayers. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's look for a minute then and see if we can apply some meat to this and see if there's what the application is in this matter. Here's the application, and our Lord teaches it to us in the text. He brings out these principles, and now in verse 9, he moves to the application. And so our Lord says, and I say unto you, yeah, now he's turning the thing personal. He's turning the corner now. Now he's applying the kingdom principle here. And the first one is ask. Yeah, you remember the other day we observed in the model prayer that the Lord, the first thing he said is that when we pray, that we have to say. Come on, somebody. We have to ask. Amen. And we have to say, amen, what our needs is. We have to ask. And when we have to ask in wisdom. We have to ask in knowledge. We have to ask in understanding. In other words, y'all, we have to ask according to God's will. Amen. We have to know what God's will is. Do you know what God's will is today? Do you know what God's desires is today? Do you know what God's purpose is today? Do you know the times that we're in, what your stewardship in, what the dispensation is that we're in today? Hallelujah. Amen. Let me offer you one. One is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. John 3:16. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe, whosoever is there, whosoever out there today should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 3:9. Hallelujah. God, amen, desires in this age, in this time, he has poured out in this age, in this dispensation, hallelujah, grace, unmerited favor, amen, unto whosoever will, amen. So God's will is that none should perish, that the good news of Jesus Christ be known unto every soul, that every soul will come to repentance before God. We recognize that and consider that, God, you're right and I'm wrong, amen, hallelujah, that I am a sinner and I do need a savior, amen, and that Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me, amen. And so if we'll ask, amen, before God, according to God's will, amen, if we will come to know and to understand what God's will is in every area of life, in every matter, amen, what pleases God, what displeases God, amen, what what, let me just put it in our vernacular today, what turns God on? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you won't be disappointed. Amen. Hallelujah. I guarantee you. Amen. If you will seek, amen, the welfare of others, if you will seek to do good, to do what is right in the sight of the Lord, amen, if you will ask, go before the Lord and ask him accordingly, how can I please you today, Lord? How can I be found pleasing in your sight? How can I do that which is right according to your sight this day? Lead and guide me, Lord God. Be that lamp unto my feet and then light unto my path, Lord. Order my steps this way, Lord God, that I may, Lord God, cause your face to shine upon me and be gracious unto me, Lord, this day, Lord God. Send a witness. Let me be a witness unto you today. Let me witness your glory, Lord God. Let me witness, Lord, you and my conduct and my character and my conversation, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so if we ask, hallelujah, according to God's will, if we ask, amen, if we don't want to be disappointed, amen, when we go before the Lord, we will learn to ask according to his will. We will learn, hallelujah, to pray God's word back to him, because I tell you, like we said the other day, he have exalted his word even above his own name, even above the honor. Hallelujah. A person's name is a person's honor. Above God's own honor. Oh, above his own sovereignty, above his own authority, he has put his word. Amen. He has staked his very honor, his blessing, his power, his riches, his glory, his blessing. Amen. His strength. He has set in his word. Oh, glory to God. And his word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And so if we will learn to pray his word back unto him, pray according to his will and purpose, hallelujah, we shall, it shall be given unto us. It shall be given unto us. And then seek, hallelujah, hallelujah, seek the will of God for your life. Seek the will of God for your life. The Lord says, seek the will of God for your life. Seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and his righteousness. Amen. You put that first. Amen. Amen. The promise is all these things, all that stuff, all these things he will add unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So if we will seek, hallelujah, the will of God for your life. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, you'll never see, amen, the kingdom of God if you don't have the vision of God. And the vision of God comes by faith. Amen. The vision of God is manifest by faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if you can't please God, if you don't, you'll never please God if you can't see, amen, the things that please God and know the things that please God and understand the things that please God. Hallelujah. So we must seek, hallelujah, according to God's will for our life. If you seek, if your desires are according to God's desires, if your desire is to please God and to bless him, amen, and to do that which is right according to his sight. If you seek first his kingdom, where he is rules, where he's sovereign, where he's lauded, where he's God, where he is our all in all, amen, hallelujah, then you got something then, amen. The promise is, amen, you shall find, yeah, you shall find, hallelujah. And then, when we knock, thirdly, when we knock at the doors of heaven, and our reason is to please God, come on somebody, and we know what pleases God, when we come shamelessly, determined that we will trouble God, until he blesses us, yeah, and our motive is so that we can bless someone else, then Jesus himself promises that if you ask, you will receive it. If you seek a way, you will find it. If you knock, God himself will open the door. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. What a powerful principle and precept from the Word of God. Oh, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, we bless you today. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. This day, oh, let your word go forth now and accomplish, Lord God, all that you have purposed it to do. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know the Lord set the way for it. He set this example before it, and that he went and obeyed God in all things. He was the bread of life that God gave unto all of us that will feast upon it, that will taste of it and see how good it is. Oh, if you want life today, life everlasting, amen, choose the bread of life that is in Christ Jesus. That is who our Lord is. Taste and see how good he is today. Why don't you today? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And if you will ask God that bread of life, he won't disappoint you. He will give freely unto you. Amen. If you will ask, if you will seek his will for your life, amen. If you will come before him and knock, be shameless, be persistent, keep knocking at the door, amen, to ask God how you can please him, you personally may be found pleasing in his sight. He won't disappoint you today. Hallelujah. Thank God. And then if you will just approach God, apply these principles to your daily life, my brothers and sisters, you won't be disappointed, amen, in your prayer life. You will see, hallelujah, the glory of God manifest in your daily life and in your life, amen. Praise God. If you are here today, if you're listening today, if you're still hanging with us there, and you have never made that first step, oh, Lord, to ask Jesus into your life. Oh, won't you ask him today? Oh, won't you ask him today? The Bible says if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. And if you've never made that confession before God, if you have come to a point in your life that you now believe, hallelujah, the testimony of Scripture that Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you, won't you come today? Just pray a simple prayer. Amen. Something like this. Dear God, repeat after me. Dear God, I am a sinner. Dear God, I cannot save myself. Dear God, I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my life and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my body. I give you my will. I give you all of me, God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer for the first time, amen, I want you to know concerning prayer, amen, that is the first and only prayer that you will ever have to ask another man, woman, boy, or girl, anyone. You never need anyone again to go before your Father. Amen. Because now God is your Father. He's our Father. Amen. And now you have the right to the tree of life. You have the privilege and honor and blessing to go before our Father yourself. Amen. Go before him reverently. Go before him respectfully. Go before him in honor and in the most proper fashion. Amen. Go before him correct. Amen. Amen. And pour your heart out to him. Amen. Ask your needs and your before him. Bring all your cares before him. Amen. Because believe me, he cares for you more than you will ever know to care for yourself. Amen. And seek his wisdom. Seek his knowledge. Seek his glory. Seek his understanding. Seek his kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. And all that pertains to him, and you won't be disappointed. Amen. And learn to be persistent. Learn to be importunate as our friend was here in this parable. Amen. Learn to stay consistent and persistent with God. Amen. To stay before him. Amen. And then look amen, how you may please God. Seek to do good before the Lord, to seek the welfare of others, amen. For when you pour into your life into others, God pours into you. Amen. That is, it is like rivers of living water. It is the cycle of life, both now and forever, as when we learn to pour, amen, life into others, amen, into every situation. Hallelujah. You become part of the kingdom of God. Believe me, that is one of the mysteries, hallelujah, of the kingdom of God. That is life, amen, everlasting, amen. And as you learn of that, and as you partake of that, as you engage in that, hallelujah, you will grow, amen. You will grow toward the fullness and stature of Jesus Christ, amen. And you will be found pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we have to go today, and we have enjoyed our time with you. We pray that something has been said or done today that helps you along the way. Pray that you would take these treasures of the mysteries of the kingdom of God that we are offering before you today, that you will take this bread of life and that you will feast upon it some more. Amen. Amen. I realize I've been serving you buffet style and just been spreading the table before you prayerfully that you are partaking of it. Amen. I pray I haven't been choking you on it. I pray I haven't been discouraging you, and maybe I need to back off and be and serve you a course at a time, because that's the way most folks are used to feasting on the word of God, is in a formal setting, course by course by course by course, and that's okay. Amen. That's all right. Amen. I just need to back up, and I just need to slow down, and I need to stay on point, as my wife said, and I bring it to you. Amen. That you may feast upon it, because I have to recognize we're all at different stages, different points, and at different settings, if you will, at the table of God. So, hallelujah. I just pray and trust, though, that the Holy Spirit is feeding you, and he's giving it to you according to as he wills, and according as he would have you to know and to understand it. Amen. So we're just moving forward. Amen. Ideally, you're taking this, you're taking your time, you are digesting upon it, you are feasting upon it. Amen. This is the whole purpose of it, that you can download it, that you can put it on your MP3 player, upon your iPod. You can download it to disc. You can take it in whatever media format you need, that you can not just one time. We pray that you won't dare just let this be just a one-time thing that you come upon out of curiosity, and that you just checking things out. But I pray that you will listen to the Lord, listen to the Holy Spirit, and let him minister this thing to you over and over again. Like we sing Amazing Grace, like we sing the old 100s. Feast upon the word of God. Feast upon it. Take it up and feast upon it some more. Dig into the treasures of the word of God, and let the Holy Spirit minister unto you concerning that which he has to say unto you. Oh, that God may be glorified, and that you may be edified and may be blessed, we pray. Listen, until next time, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And I pray he overtake you with his peace, with his joy, and with his love that passes all knowledge. Until next time, God richly bless you.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.